My blood will not settle, so I sit alone and read the letter from home I put away earlier. It is the usual twaddle from Grandmama, with mention of this party and that social call and all the latest gossip, but I've no head for it at present. I'm surprised to read that Simon Middleton asked after me, and for a moment my gloom is dispelled, and then I hate myself for allowing my thoughts to be turned so easily by a man, and just as quickly I forget to hate myself and read the sentence three times over. Just behind Grandmama's letter is a note from Tom.
"Dear Gemma, Lady of Pointed Tongue," he writes, "I'm writing this under duress, as Grandmama will not grant me peace until I do. Very well, I shall meet my obligation as a brother. I trust you are well. I myself am simply superb, never better. My gentlemen's club has expressed a very keen interest in me, and I've been told I shall face a rigorous initiation into their sacred rites before the season commences. They've even been so kind as to ask after you with all manner of questions, though I can't imagine why. I've told them exactly how disagreeable you can be. So you see that you and Father are wrong about me after all, and I shall try to be kind and acknowledge you on the street with a nod and a smile when I am a peer. And now, my duty finished, I leave you. Fondly as is possible, given your unsuitable temperament, Thomas."
I crumple the note and throw it into the fire. I desperately need advice about my brother, the Order, Wilhelmina Wyatt, the realms, and this magic inside me that both astounds and frightens. There is only one person I can turn to who might hold the answers to all my questions, and I shall go to her.